Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Yay. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Let's chat. Let's ask me anything. That's an idea, right? Welcome. Coach MJ here on this fantastic Wednesday. I was just my account. I have one accountability partner that lives in Minnesota. And she just said she's got her like thick sweater on. And in South Carolina today, it is 79. It's going to be 79. So it is still warm here. I am ready for it to get cold. I'm ready for it to get cold. And then when it gets cold, what am I going to say? I'm ready for it to warm up. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, we're still in the 90s in Texas. Oh, man. Yeah, it's warm. It's October. What the hell? What the hell? Okay, it's Ask Me Anything. Today, if you have not been around in the Facebook land, Corinne did do a live about the candy challenge. First ever, first official No BS candy challenge. It starts on Monday. So you're going to include just a little bit of a sweet. She talked about her. She's doing blondies and all that other kind of stuff. And she showed you how she was going to prep hers. And it has, thank you, Missy Shea, who does all things fabulous. It is already on the video replays on the website. And so if you want to go watch it, you can. So nobswoman.com, coaching. Video replays or call replays or whatever it's called. That is where it is already living. So you can get over there because you don't have to be in Facebook to do no BS. Because if we ever, if Corinne goes live, we put it in the replays. Mary Beth is on her way to South Carolina. Where in South Carolina? Where in South Carolina are you going? I want to know. So I do have y'all, I do have a little, oh, Hilton Head. Oh, I love Hilton Head. I love Hilton Head. So yeah. So I don't know what I'm gonna have for the candy challenge yet. I gotta think about it. I've got to think about it. And you can do something savory too, like a little bag of chips. If that's your poison, then you pick that, honey. You pick that. Yeah, Corinne did a live this morning. It is now on the video replays. Oh, Anonymous says, what do you do if you already are eating candy daily? I love it. I can't stop when I get home after teaching all day. Anonymous, I want you to head over to the live that Corinne did. You can either find it pinned to the top of the Facebook group or it's already under video replays. And she gives the two reasons why, when you start eating candy, you can't stop. And I want you to go listen to that after this call. I mean, you stay here, of course. A lot of times, what happens is, we say that candy is bad. And so when we start to eat candy, we're supposed to enjoy it. It's supposed to be lovely and enjoyable. But the whole time you're eating it, you're like, this sucks. I'm never gonna lose weight like this. I can't keep eating like this. If I'm gonna ever lose weight, I can't believe I keep doing this to myself. Whatever it is, we talk smack to ourselves. So it's not enjoyable, but we keep chasing the enjoyable because we're not letting ourselves enjoy it. So if you just eat it, enjoy it, that's good. The other thing too comes from diets when you didn't allow yourself to have those things. And so your brain, when you eat them, you still, even though you're eating it every day, it doesn't matter. Your brain goes back to, it's going to be snatched away. We're not going to be able to eat like this. We better get it all gone. So there's a couple of reasons, and you could be doing both. So go listen to that. But you're just going to plan a small amount and eat it. And then Corinne even talks about the thoughts that you can have. So there's that. So I'm also going to talk a little bit, it is Ask Me Anything, but whilst I wait on y'all to give me some questions, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on with me because I think it is very timely. So I've been talking a lot about data, and I even coached somebody on Sunday who was getting stuck on writing the plan. And I told her to go back to the quick start tracker. Like, if you are not planning, you need data. Because so many of us hang our success or our failures on the scale, what the number on the scale says about us. It tells us if we're doing good, it tells us if we're doing bad. Okay. And, but you also have to weigh your data. You need to know what your data says, whether you are planning every day, whether you are using your habit tracker in the regular planner, whether you are using the quick start guide and keeping track with hunger and enough there, whether you're using an app to track what you're doing, it's very, very important. And here's why. I'm going to tell you why. Because lately I have been going through some things physically. Now, I'm not telling you all this to be like, oh, poor, pitiful MJ. That's not why I'm doing it. But I've been having skin issues, like dry skin, like hives. I've had hives. My eyelids keep going dry and scaly and doing all kinds of funky shit. And so I've had to go on steroids 3 times in the past few months. And also, so due to my own stupidity and competitiveness with my own damn self, I now currently am struggling with bursitis in both of my knees to the point where I'm not sleeping. I can't get up and off down off the toilet. I can't walk. I can't go to Pilates. I can't anything. It's all I can. I don't even want to drink my water because I don't want to go pee because I have to get up and down off the toilet. It's that bad. So, and I'm really struggling, like ice all day long, steroids again. This is time number 4 on steroids. So what happens when you go on the steroids 4 times in like 2 or 3 months? Let me tell you what happens. You gain about 12 pounds. You do not sleep. You have to go on pain medicine. And so you do not poop. And your face, my face is round right now. And I am not, I'm antsy, I'm jittery. I'm all the things. I fucking hate steroids. Oh, it's absolutely terrible. Oh, I know. It's tearing me up. So here's what I have to tell you. I am in the doo-doo toilet with my thoughts about my scale right now, but I'm weighing my habits. I don't want to get a raised toilet seat, Jean. Oh God, I don't want to. I'm hoping it's going to get better. This is day 3 of steroids. So I'm like, oh God, please, no. I know it's self-care, God bless. So yeah, but anyway, I'm saying all that because I have had to rely solely on my habits, weighing my habits right now. Because and usually I weigh every day. I've just not been, I've been weighing once a week. Don't need the thought. I don't want to do thought work on my weight right now. I just don't like at all. And so I'm just weighing once a week so I can keep track of it. And I'm looking at my habits. I am not perfect on doable hunger, but hell, I wasn't perfect on doable hunger before. I wasn't. And I've noticed in the interim, I know that it's the steroids because when I go off the steroids, it goes down and then it goes, now I'm on steroids, it's going back up, whatever, you know. I've made sure to make sure that I am wearing clothes that are comfortable. I'm not going to wear uncomfortable clothes because I am hanging on to fluid for dear life. So I am saying that because we all go through it. And when you have something come up, that data is going to be so key for you. The data is so important because I can look back at my habits and I can see that I am still on track with my habits. I can calm my brain. I can give it some certainty about you were, you know, at about 90% doable hunger before, 88 to 90%. You're still there. Nothing has gone wrong. You are still following doable hunger. You are still getting your water in. Sleep, not so much, but you know, it is what it is, you know, right now. Sleep ain't gonna happen. I'm doing the best I can. A couple times I've taken a nap during the middle of the day. Thankfully, I'm privileged to be able to go do that if I need to. So I'm giving myself what I need. I know I can't move right now. I know there's not a lot you can do, right? I just can't right now. And so when I didn't expect all of a sudden I was going to get bursitis in both my knees and couldn't even move and have to go back on steroids. But thankfully, I had a bank of data. And even if you're going along fine, y'all, at some point, the scale will stall. Because why? Because we're human and weight loss isn't linear. It doesn't just go down just week after week after week. And can't tell you the amount of people that email me and they say, I'm stuck. The scale isn't going down. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, what's your data? Let's work through it. I don't have any. I don't have any. So we just have to take a guess and start from there. But if you know what your data is, you're like, here it is, MJ. We can come up with a plan immediately. Immediately. We can still come up with a plan immediately. But when we've got data to make a plan, I know exactly where to start with somebody. It is so helpful. It is so helpful. So give yourself the gift of some data, even if it's just like on that Habit Share app I talked about the other week that a lot of people are now using. To keep up with your data so that when the scale slows down or when something happens and you have to go on a steroid or you're constipated or you're whatever it is, you can go back and we have the historical data to look at. And I know a lot of you are like, I hate that. I don't like doing it. I know it's a gift though. You've got to start talking about it like the gift that it is. I want you to think about the version of you that gets stalled one day in weight loss, or the version of you that, heaven forbid, has to go on steroids, or the version of you that is constipated. She wants that data. She collect it for her. It might not be for you today, but please collect it for her because she wants it. She wants it. And then I can help you. The coaches can help you. And 100%, like we can help you either way. Don't think I don't have data. I can't email MJ. You email me no matter what. I am full of shit. That pain medicine. I got the dry mouth. I got the jitters from the steroids. I'm just all out of sorts, honey. I'm all out of sorts. All out of sorts. Just a hot mess over here. And then my daughter's coming from California this weekend. I hadn't told anybody about my niece. I'm just praying this is day three of steroids. I am praying that I get a little bit of relief and I can act like I don't hurt on this weekend. That's my plan. All right, I'm gonna get to your questions. I appreciate that, Laura. I'll take every prayer I can get from any direction. Marlene is asking, I just rejoined No BS and love that we are leaving the 24-hour plan till later. Girl, ain't that the truth? I have water and sleep down, and I'm working on waiting until hunger. Can I start with just waiting until hungry before I move on to stopping at enough? Absolutely. But I ask because now that I'm waiting till hungry, boy, is it easier to identify when I'm full and naturally stop. But if I wait until hungry but don't stop at enough, then I beat myself up and say, screw it. Yeah, I know I can work on mindset there too. Yeah. That's the thing. You're waiting for hunger. We all overeat. You're never going to get to 100%, Marlene. So you might as well work on your thoughts. I just told you I follow doable hunger about 90% of the time. We're never going to get to 100%. Do I have perfect weeks? Yeah. Every once in a while, I strike the lottery and I get a perfect week. There will always be times that you overeat, whether you choose to eat to full or whether, you just go a few bites over. But I can tell you, when you say screw it and you keep eating, that if we could get rid of fuck it eats over fuck it eats, oh my gosh, what a gift that would be. Because eating, overeating over overeating, is not going to get you weight loss ever in your whole life. You know what will get you weight loss? Looking at an overeat and saying, okay, what happened here? How can I level this up next time? What can I do different next time? Using it as a learning opportunity. That's what's going to get you weight loss. Overeating, overeating, never. 100%, 100% of the time will not get you. It's guaranteed. We're not guaranteed many things in this life, but overeating, overeating will give you weight gain. Guaranteed every time. And then, so when you do find that you've overeaten, when you do overeat, it's like, okay, I overate. What can I learn from this? How can I make it different next time? And the thing is, Marlene, it all comes from old past diet mentality. That's the only place it comes from. When you go over your carbs, when you go over your macros, when you go over your points, whatever it was, the day was lost because we didn't have, there was nothing to learn. You just went over on the app. They didn't have like a, here's what we learn when we do that, or here's how to handle this situation. Here's what happened when life be lifing. They didn't teach us that. All they taught us was you be perfect or you are screwed up. That's your only two options. And since none of us are perfect, it was never going to work. It was just never going to work. Because, like, tonight I'm going out for some friends for a friend's birthday for dinner. Life. Life comes. Right now, I'm adding a snack. I usually don't add a snack. I'm adding a snack. I'm hungry. I'm on steroids. So if I was counting carbs or whatever, calories, I'd be fucked. I have to listen to my body right now. It needs me to take care of it. And that's why we always talk about in no BS, the next best decision. When you overeat, that's when you say, okay, what is my next best decision? Overeating is one. That's not a best decision. I could just wait for hunger. That sounds like a solid plan. So that's the kind of conversations you want to have with yourself and recognize all that is, well, you might as well go in and eat. It's just an old shitty. It's just a sentence running through your brain. It is optional. You don't have to go, you don't have to chase it. Like a rabbit, you could just say, I hear you thought that is an option, but I don't know that that's going to be my best option. What's my best option right now? And that's how you move past it. Let's see. Jennifer says, with the cooler months and the morning darkness, when I wake up in the morning, I'm finding myself not wanting to get out of bed in the morning to work out. Girl, I feel you. Last year, I fell in the mode of saying fuck it every morning and stop working out. And I don't want to repeat that this winter. Okay. You don't need motivation. You need commitment. You need willingness. I know I don't want to get out of this bed, but I know what exercise does for me. I know how much better I feel when I do it. Can I just get up out of bed and see how I feel? I gotta get up anyway. Might as well get up and do something for myself. The other thing is make it soup, take away any barrier that you might have. At night, lay everything out. Shoes, socks, underwear, whatever you're gonna wear, leggings, sports bra. Don't make it so I gotta find something to wear. I gotta go do the thing and whatever. If you go somewhere to exercise and you need a water bottle, fix it the night before, put it in the refrigerator. Take away every piece of friction you can take away from yourself. Every excuse that might come up, take it away. Just take it away. I might not want to right now, but I'm going to be so proud when I'm done. Maybe you switch up what exercise you do. Maybe it's like, I'm going to get up. I'm at least going to put on my clothes. Because what happens when you put your clothes on? I had I went to see David Goggins about, oh God, might have been 2 years ago. And you know, he runs stupid every day. Like he's like a machine. I don't even understand how he does what he does. But he said he ne he said, tell me the last time. He said, let me tell you the last time I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and wanted to go 20 miles. Because that's he runs like 10 to 20 miles a day because he's a beast. Anyway, he said, never. Not one day. And he said his mantra is lace them up. Lace them up. And he said, I tell myself his books are so good. He said, it's just lace them up. And he said, I even tell myself, you don't have to go run. All you have to do is lace up your shoes. That's it. Lace up your shoes. That's the commitment he's made to himself. And he said, guess what happens once I lace up my shoes? It's you're dressed. Hell, you might as well go now. You're already, the shoes are laced. So, like, maybe you can find a mantra, like, lace them up. It's such, I mean, and it's little shifts like that. David Goggins. And I'm going to tell you, he's got a couple of books. I love the audiobook more than I love the written book. Because at the end of every chapter, he does like a little podcast, and he dives a little bit deeper and talks about stuff. He is a freaking beast. Like he is, his story, if you've never heard his story, is absolutely amazing. Yeah, his audiobooks, the book audiobooks are so much better than the written book, but his story is absolutely amazing. Yeah, he is intense. We ain't gonna get to his level, but to even see him in person was phenomenal. Like, oh, if you ever, is it Can't Stop Me, Can't Hurt Me? What's it called? Somebody tell me. The first, that's the one I read first. Can't Hurt Me. I was like, can't something, I remember. But if you ever do get a chance to hear him speak in person, he is off the chain. Like, it's to even be in the room with him, like, when similar to Corinne, y'all, like at camp, when you walk in the room with Corinne and she comes out on the stage and like the there's lights and stuff, whatever, but it's not even that. It's like her pre like she fills an entire room. Corinne's energy, her presence, her countenance, I don't even know how to describe it. It's very electric. It's very like when she when he steps on the stage, it's that same, like his whole, like he fills the room. Yes, she is the queen, but it is like a different feeling inside the room once she steps out on the stage. And it's the same when David Goggins steps on the stage. Somebody, maybe I'll get a raise if somebody goes in the Facebook and says, MJ compared you to David Goggins, Corinne. She was very lovely to you. What is the Libby app, Joan? Is that free app that you can get? Like the books are free. I have heard of the Libby app. I'm on the TikToks, and sometimes I hear people talk about the Libby app. It's free. Oh, it's through your library. That's what it is. Kristen, set your chat to everyone so everybody can see your comments because you've had a couple good comments. Okay. If I miss a day of planning, Kristen, ask. My brain gets stuck on wanting to go back and fill everything in so the day feels complete. I end up worrying that if I don't, my data for the week is lost and I have a hard time letting it go. I know this is tied to my brain wanting to close the loop and do things perfectly. How can I shift my thoughts in the moment so I don't stay stuck on the day I miss? I mean, you can go back and write it down. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing at all wrong with that. I don't know why that would be a problem. Like if I didn't plan today, you know, and then I was like, shit, I didn't plan. And then I went and wrote it for the day. I don't think that's a problem. Maybe I'm not understanding your question right, Kristen. It's not a problem because you want data, right? And if you know your data, you can go back and write it down. Diane says, I think my evening eating is because I deserve it. But looking at what I eat all day, it doesn't look like I'm restricting. I don't have diet rules, but I did stick to my plan and stop it enough. So hooray me. So I congratulated myself, but I'm still wanting a food reward every day. I want to feel like I accomplished something without needing food for the recognition. So, what that typically means is you're not giving yourself enough credit in the moment. Like looking back now, you're giving yourself credit, but what's happening all during the day? You need to reward yourself in the moment as you do it. You need to recognize every time you do something amazing for yourself. Give yourself that reward all day long. And then you could even, we've been talking a lot about the ta-da list. At the end of the day, when you want to reward yourself, first make your ta-da list. What did I do to impress the shit out of myself today? I stopped at enough. I'm getting my weight loss goals. They're getting so much closer. I'm so glad I do this for myself. I packed my lunch. I've made better and best choices today. I still let myself have good foods, which I love. It's so amazing. I got out of the house on time. Whatever it is, give yourself the recognition that you're wanting for doing an amazing job. And then ask yourself, could I give myself credit? Could I celebrate myself without food? It comes from, Diane, it probably comes from, like, if we went in the Wayback Time Machine, you made good grades. What can I get? What do you want? Your parents would say, let's go get ice cream. You deserve it. You did so good in school. Whatever it is. You made the cheerleading team, whatever. I didn't ever make a cheerleading team. Yeah, Christy said she celebrates little things and it makes her feel more accomplished. The ta-da list is where she started. Now you start to notice it. Because what happens when you start, like if you sit down and intentionally make a list of everything you did well, then during the day, if you know you're going to make that list at night, your brain loves a project. So if you get in the habit of making that ta-da list, you're going to want to put more stuff on the list. So all day your brain is going to be looking for little things that you can put on the list. It's that reticular activation system or whatever. And Elena, it could just be, if you didn't have, if you did not know how to, Elena said she never got food rewards at home or at school. She's got to blame herself from that. It's not blame at all, Elena. You probably didn't recognize yourself or give yourself a reward of like a pat on your own back. And so your brain was like, oh, that looks good. You probably did it once or twice. It's like, I did great today. I deserve an ice cream. I deserve a McFlurry. Their machine ain't even broken today. I should do that. Because I did great today. And then your brain was lights up. It's like, oh, that's what we do when we do something well. We need to do that. And so then that becomes the answer. Reward equals food. I did great today. I deserve a little treat. Oh, I know. Your brain's like, I know what that is. It's food. It just doesn't have another option. You've got to give it another option. Yeah. Crystal said, it's like training a puppy. I use that example so often. I know, girl, you know that thing ain't never fixed. They're gonna give us a shamrock shake. That shit, you ain't gonna get a shamrock shake, y'all, in March because that thing ain't never gonna be fixed. Just if you want a shamrock shake, you're gonna have to put it on your plan every day and just keep your fingers crossed and hope somehow you're gonna get one because it ain't never working. That's why I don't ever get ice cream at McDonald's. Do you know whose ice cream machine is never broken? Chick-fil-A. And they have great soft serve ice cream. Let's see. I have started eating a snack in the afternoon and before bed. Hey, Annette. I love Annette. I had stopped that habit and now it has come back and I've tried to figure out why. I'm not sure how to figure out what I need to do or how to stop these snacks I do not need. Annette private coached with me. I think it might have to do with your mom. Like we kind of talked about that, right? So, I'm going to tell you what to do, Annette. I'm going to just give you a to-do. I want you to set a timer for 10 minutes when you're going to get the snacks. And I want you to do Brain dump. Write down every thought in your head. That's going to tell you why you're eating at night. That's going to tell you exactly what's going on. All the thoughts will rush in when you don't let yourself eat. Do that and then email me, Annette. Kelly said, what size is my water cup? It's 30 ounces and it's a brewmate. Y'all know I love a brewmate because it, see, it's got this little thingy at the top right here and you flip it around like that. Okay. And I do have a little magnetic, it's got a little magnetic thing on it and then it don't spill at all. And it can go in your bag and everything. I love it so much. I love it because I love a straw and it all comes apart. Yeah, I know I got a 40 ounce too. Don't think I don't have a 40 ounce. I got a 40 ounce in yonder, but this is my 30 ounce. I love it very much. That's what everybody got for Christmas last year was a brewmate. And it comes apart like super easy. Like all the like on the inside, all this comes apart and it's all dishwasher safe. And I love a brewmate. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide planet. It is. It is my favorite. So, yeah, roommate, you should check it out. And I'm not sponsored, by the way. I love the 30-ounce tumblers with handles. I know. And this fits, even the 40-ounce fits in my car. It's got a small base at the bottom. Yeah. It's like, and roommate people are like Jeep people. You know, Jeep people have the ducks on them, whatever. And now when you have a roommate, everybody that has a roommate, you're like, oh my God, you know, I'm a roommate girl too. We're all roommate girls now. I love it. And nobody in my family drinks out of anything else. When I found them, I was like, Stanley, you are dead to me. No, Stanley, you don't know how to make a cup. Go over to the roommate side. They're so good. I love them. A light up Christmas tumbler. Jackie, you want to post that. A lot of people like Swig. Yeah, lights out, Stanley. You did them. I got rid of them, Stanley. Okay. Gina says, could you explain how clear protein works for you in terms of not adding to your double hunger? I know we don't count calories, but I checked the clear option. And from what I understand, your serving size still adds 70 calories to your day. I don't count calories. So, and it doesn't really affect my doable hunger at all. Like it just doesn't, I just put it in my water in the morning. And I froth, you know, I froth it so it mixes because there's that. But it doesn't do anything to my doable hunger. It's fine. I still get hungry at lunch and whatever. Yeah. So it doesn't, I don't, I mean, I didn't even know it had 70 calories. I don't know what anything has in it. I'm the worst. I am the worst. Yeah, and I do. I put protein, a protein shake in my coffee too as a creamer. So I use Premier Protein in my coffee in the mornings. Yep. So that's what I mean, that's what I use. So I'm adding calories all over the damn place. I don't even know. I'm adding calories left and right, just willy-nilly everywhere, I guess. Christy said, Christy's smart too. She knows things. You burn 60 calories an hour just breathing. So I breathe for more than an hour a day. So I think I burn it. Thank you, Christy, for that. That was a nice little fun fact. I'm going to trivia tonight too. I hope that's a question. I hope that's a question. Yeah. Get the huffing and puffing. Shelly, don't pass out now. Don't breathe too much. Somebody said these cups are soft, the straw is soft, the brewmate, and I think they do have options without straws. I think they do, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, Jennifer says, thanks, MJ. This is about the exercise and it's being dark in the morning. They do have coffee cups. Thanks, MJ. You're right. Has nothing to do with motivation. I already laid out all my clothes and sneakers the night before. Can't make it any easier. And never once have I regretted doing a workout once it was done. See, that's the conversation, right? Like, that's what you got to tell yourself. You can also, if you use your phone for an alarm or something, you could make like a you could play "Eye of the Tiger" by Rocky, and that could be your motivational get out of bed song. That's a good one. You know, I like that song. It makes me motivated. That song will motivate me. Yep. Yeah, you could do that. That would be so much fun. I started doing Tai Chi to get out of bed. Unstoppable. Yes, you could come up with like a get out of bed song. That would be fun. I like that. Lisa, I've identified that I'm overeating. A little extra helping, a little snack here or there is sneaky, ain't it, Lisa? My morning me is motivated, but my evening me just gives in. Girl, how do I keep the commitment to myself instead of relying on motivation? Now, Lisa, if you've been here more than 30 days, if you go under courses and bonus courses, we've got the nighttime eating course. And you can even at the very bottom of the page sign up for Texas from Corinne every night for like 20 days or 30 days. It comes in the evenings to remind you. And then you can work on the snacking at night. And people got so much benefit out of that course. I would do that. And even if you did it when we did it in the month, you missed something. You need to go back and look at it again. But we talk a lot about in there, sometimes people over diet during the day. Like they only plan like better and best foods. They try to be good all day. Some people slip back into the diet habit of saving up for the nighttime. There's that. Sometimes again, it's that reward. Sometimes it's a habit. So there are some things that you can do there, but it's usually you're either like if you're busy during the day and you're not really eating, it could be that you're really hungry at night, like you've kind of starved yourself during the day. So if any of that sounds like it might be you, I would take that nighttime eating course. And you can tell me, Lisa, if any of those sounds like you. Patricia said, I like making my plan each day, and based on my data, I know it helps me. I rarely eat snacks, but when I plan, I usually put fruit because it's a healthy choice. But if I find myself actually needing a snack, I rarely want fruit. I might want a turkey stick or a piece of cheese. I rarely overeat a snack, even if I do have fruit. So is it okay to plan snacks as if need it to enough? It just seems like it will remove angst around I must eat fruit. You don't have to eat fruit. I put the chomps on mine every day. I love those chomps bars. And I put it down as a snack every day. Sometimes I've got you know how you get them at the grocery store? And I get them at the Costco's and they have like the cheese with like prosciutto wrapped around them. Oh, that's a good snack too. Like whatever you want. You could even put chips on as a snack. There's no You, it does not have to be healthy. If you're hungry, eat and eat what you would like to have. But also thinking about how do you want to feel? Okay. So like I put if I don't eat a lot of carbs in the middle of the day because I crash. I'm like carb sensitive a little bit. So like if I eat a fruit, I eat a protein. So if I eat an apple, I eat peanut butter with it to get a little bit of protein and fat. Because I want to feel good in the middle of the day. Because I got y'all to take care of. I want to feel amazing. And I want to have energy and I want to be fueled. Because it's not all about what can't Corinne said I can eat anything. Yeah, you can, but you might not want to feel like crap in the middle of the afternoon. So it's like, look at my day. What do I have going on? What is going to help me make it through the end of the day? So that's what you want to think about, but you can put anything there. Darlene says she's never heard of Chomps. It's like a high protein beef stick. It's so good. But Sam's Club sells their own Sam's Mark, whatever it's called, and it's a little bit smaller and it's cheaper. And they're so good. They even have a jalapeno one, but I don't use that one as a snack, even though I do like spicy things. Crystal says putting foods I shouldn't eat on my plan is hard, but putting foods I should eat is hard too. No, just put down whatever you want. And if Crystal, I would put down what I want and work on that hard. I'd work on that hard, fixing that one. That's what I would do. Karen, fucking Brent. I'm ending a friendship that doesn't bring out the best in me. I just deleted her on social media. I'm staring at her contact number on my phone, not sure what to do. Delete, block, and delete. My gut says set myself free, but there's a small part of me that says hold on to it. When it's gone, it's gone. Maybe I need to do it, then spend the time feeling the emotions. Any other suggestions? This is the first friend I've cut because of how the relationship affects my life, but I have no second thoughts. We're done. Here's what I would do, Karen. I would write her phone number somewhere else and put it in a drawer, just so you have it, but delete it from your phone. That way you have it if you ever need it, which you won't. And then in a few months, you won't even remember where the hell you put it. Make it easy on yourself, Karen. They got a brewmate at Anthropologie for $24, Maryland dollar. Email me that link, girl. Oh, Brenda said she blocked someone and she called the police because she thought something happened to That's hilarious. I had to get rid of a friend, a couple of friends, in my life. And it is difficult. I had to get rid of a friend that was my friend from middle school. Like I was in the room when her baby was born, kind of a friend, like that kind of a friend. And it was super difficult. She was texting somebody shit about me, but on an accident texted it to me. And I called her and I said, I think you might have meant to send this to somebody else. Think. Yeah. Yeah, it was not lovely. It was not lovely. And it is hard to lose those friendships. Yeah. It's very difficult. It's very difficult, but it is what it is, right? So it happens. But I'm glad she showed me who she was. So, oh, Jean Banning coming in with wisdom. Friendships can run for a season or a reason. I love that. But this is also a friend that, it's like we let people treat us away. And we don't love it, but we keep putting up with it. So when I started running, this friend of mine, I had been posting about it on Facebook and stuff, really for accountability, like I'm running because I've run a bunch of half marathons. And when I started running, we were out one evening and somebody said, oh, MJ, are you still running? And I was like, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And she busted in. She said, oh, she just does intervals. I was like, the fuck? And it bothered me, and I still think about that. And I remember in that moment, I said, "Yeah, I'm just doing intervals." And I belittled my own self because of what she said. And I should have said, "Let me see you fucking run." But I didn't. But I let her make me small in that moment. And I don't want to be friends with anybody that makes me feel small. And I know it's my thoughts. Blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But it just bothered me so terribly. And then when she sent that email, I mean, that text message to me on an accident, I was like, you know what? I'm glad it happened. I'm glad it happened. Holly says, this isn't a question, but a testament. After the call 2 weeks ago, when you offered to review my data, I've been much more consistent with planning. Good. I've even planned and assessed some weekend days too. Girl, guess what? I lost a pound on a 3-day camping trip. I love that so much. I am now going to focus on the urge to get excited about progress and the slacking off that tends to happen. This is my commitment to continue and plan and assess. And Holly, congratulations. And also, the offer still stands. You need me anytime. Some people, I talked to Sunday's call about it too, and I've gotten several people that have emailed me, and I appreciate it so much. Like long-term members that just, had gotten stuck for whatever reason or gotten in a rut and just emailed me. And I just love that so much that y'all trust me enough to email me and let me help you. It means a lot to me. So I appreciate y'all for doing that. Tori says, good morning. I'm noticing that when I get home from work out before I pick up the kids from daycare, I'm eating anything and everything. This has happened to me 4 times within the last week and a half. 3 of those times, My sweet husband was actively cooking supper for us. Also, three of the four times I ate like a trash panda, chips, pieces of candy, and peanut butter pretzels. Yesterday was the first time I ate better when I went into a frenzy and had bell peppers and ranch dip. I have figured out that I think I'm stress eating in anticipation of picking up the kids. Oh, yeah. And starting round two of my day, but I do not want to eat over it. Do you have any thoughts I could try on in this situation? Take a break, rest, sit down. You don't have the kids. Sit down, play a game on your phone, shut your eyes for 10 minutes. If you just got back from workout, maybe you go shower, whatever. Find another activity to do. If you know you're not hungry, I mean, I would first check in with hunger. If you're coming in from a workout, maybe you are a little bit hungry. Maybe you do need permission to have a snack, a little something, not to eat too enough, but to knock the edge off so that you make sure you're hungry for dinner. So first check with that. And if that's not it, then give yourself a break. What your body is telling you if you're not hungry is I need a break. I need to decompress before I go get the kids. And the only way you've ever let yourself decompress before is with food. Oh, Amy says, best thing after a workout is lying on a cold tile floor. I love that. Somebody said, if you want help on your plan and ask coaches, you just have to type it out. Or you can post it in Facebook and tag one of the coaches, and we'll come help you there. Or you can email me if you need help. Whatever's easiest for y'all. We talk about make everything easy. And all the coaches are here to help you, y'all. All of us are here to help you, whether it's in Ask Coaches, whether it's in Facebook, whether it's at support. We're going to meet you wherever it's easier for you to be. So you just reach out to us anytime and we will meet you where you are and we will help you. That's one reason Darlene said I would have to type it. You wouldn't be able to read it. That's one reason that we've thought about having the ability to upload photos to Ask Coaches, but we would get so many photos, and some of y'all can't write well, and we can't read well, and you want to, you know, we want to be able to help you, and so it would just be a cluster. We'd be getting written journal entries and reading page after page. It would be so difficult. Crystal says, if I sign up for private coaching wait list, do I have to pay for the coaching right then? You do pay for the coaching. However, we adjust your billing on our end. We take care of everything. That just saves your spot. That way we know you're serious. And we're saving your spot, but you will not. So like, let's say that you sign up for coaching today and you're waiting 6 weeks for a coach. You pay today. But your time does not start until the first meeting with the coach. So, it's not like you lose time while you're waiting. We take really good care of you. If you've got questions, email me and, we can discuss it further. And also, you know, it's getting close to the end of the year. If you've got FSA, HSA funds, and you want to use them for private coaching, now is the time. All right, Kristen said, I recently started the mindful drinking course with Angela Macinic. I love that. If you're over 30 days, you have access to that course on the website, nobswomen.com, under courses, bonus courses. Since starting, I've been intentionally giving myself fewer drinking days, and I've noticed that the more days I don't drink, the less I want it. But once I do drink toward the end of the week, because I feel like I've done so well, I end up wanting to drink every day again through the weekend. I know I don't want drinks on Sunday because I have to work the next day, but the urge feels stronger after, I guess drinking it cut off after drinking. Oh, after I've had a drink, I should have just scrolled, Kristen. It was right there. How can I work on managing those weekend urges and not undoing the progress I've made during the week? I love this. So, but here's the thing. That's your week. You need to redefine what week is. Sunday is not a weekend day. That's a work day. That's a school night. That's the first thing. So Friday and Saturday are your weekends. Sunday through Thursday are your weeknights. So that would be the first thing I would do It's not a weekend day. It's a school day. So that's the first thing I would do. The second thing is when you've not had drinks all week and you're changing your relationship with alcohol, you are going to have urges to drink because you've got an old habit that is very well practiced. It's very well rehearsed. It just is. And so you're gonna, when you allow yourself to drink for a couple of days, your brain is like, oh, we're doing this again. Good. And so the day that you stop drinking again, because you don't drink on school night, I always call it school nights, you know, like on school night, but you know, work days, whatever. Your brain is like, oh, we're going back into that habit. So it's going to give you more urges on that day. So you've got to have a prepared ping pong conversation. Maybe you put it away for Sunday. Maybe you only bring it out on those days. And Saturday night, when you're done drinking, the drinks go away. They're not sitting out for you to get to them. Maybe you put them in a cabinet, and that symbolizes that this is not my drinking time. Set your environment up so that it doesn't trigger that. Put them in a different place and then practice that ping pong conversation. Roseanne says, I'm anxious about going to a big dinner event. My best friend invited me and she keeps telling me about all the great food that will be there. She's paying for me to attend. I love that. I feel like she'll be disappointed if I don't eat. Any ideas how to get through this? Well, first of all, you are going to eat. You are going to eat. You're not going to not eat. She's paying for you to go to an event to eat food, and you are going to eat food. Okay. Now, you don't know how much food. It sounds like she's in. Why is she really inviting you? Yet the dinner is going to be amazing. But why did she invite you? Not because you're a bitch. She probably invited you because she knows you're going to be fun. She knows you're going to have a good conversation. She knows you enjoy food, which a lot of us do. Maybe you appreciate food in a way that she enjoys. And that's what you want to do. Remind yourself of why you're going. And I am sure, I want you to think about this. If you tell her, oh my God, this food, you were so right. I'm so glad you brought me here. All you can do, Roseanne, is give her the best set of circumstances you can. You hand her circumstances. That's how thoughts and relationships work. So you're going to give her the very best circumstance. I am so glad you invited me here. You were not lying. Oh my God, this food, probably the best I've had in a long time. Oh my God, this was good. And I could not eat another bite. Girl, that was so good. And I am just as full as a tick. I could not eat another bite. Now she gets to have any thought she wants. And we can't control that. We can't control what her thought is. But if you invited someone to dinner, a lovely dinner, and they said those things to you, what would you think? Probably like, I'm glad I invited her. She appreciated that so much. You wouldn't be like, oh my God, I can't believe that's all she ate. Now, she could say something like, is that all you're eating? Yes, girl, that's enough. Woo. I'm so glad you invited. Yes, I could not eat another bite. If you can bring food home, bring food home. We'll save this for later. If you can't, then be like, yeah, that's all I can have, girl. I am full up. And then also, if you're going to a special dinner or whatnot, decide ahead of time. Are you going to eat to enough or are you going to eat to full? Because sometimes we go to a special thing. Like on Thanksgiving, y'all, I'm going to eat to full. I'm not going to stop it enough. I've already decided. Here we are in October. I'm going to eat to full. On New Year's Eve, I cook prime rib. I have my friends over. We make prime rib and a big salad and whatnot. Then my friend, who's a baker, makes an amazing dessert. I typically eat to full on that day. There's nothing wrong with that. So if you do go past a couple of bites over enough at this big event, that's totally fine. It's totally fine. I often tell people that made my day, or when I take leftovers, that will make my day tomorrow. I know. I haven't told my Mimi story in a while. My sweet Mimi's in the hospital, but she's coming home today. But anyway, she made these pecan pies. I always tell people the story because I think it's so telling. I stopped by her house and she makes pecan pies and they're the best ever. She's just great at it. And she had just made one. And she said, "Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I got your favorite pecan pie." I had just joined No BS. I was not hungry, but I did not want to hurt Mimi's feelings because you don't tell Mimi no. She makes it. Not only does she make pecan pie, she makes them with love in her heart. And that's her love language, is to feed people. So I was sitting there and she was like, "Let me cut you a piece." And I was like, "Why'd I stop? Oh my God. I don't know what I'm gonna do. She's gonna be so disappointed. I'm gonna hurt her feelings. It's gonna be awful. Oh my God, I don't know. Like I gotta eat it. No, I don't. I'm not hungry." And then Corinne says, "Don't eat if you're not hungry and whatnot." So I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna just tell her what I think." And I said, "Mimi, I love that pecan pie, but I'm full, and I want to enjoy it with a good cup of coffee and whatnot. Can I please take a piece home? Will you wrap me up a piece? You know what? Wrap me up a piece for Mike too. He'd love it. What? We'll eat it tonight with coffee." Do you know how thrilled that woman was? She was thrilled to death, honey. Not only was she thrilled that I had asked for it, by the time I got home, Mimi had done activated the family phone tree. She calls me Joni. And so she had then called her daughter and her son and my mama and my grandmama and said, "Joni was just over here and I had just brought out a fresh pecan pie out of the oven. And you know what? She loves it so much. She was full and she loves it so much. She couldn't even turn it down. She'd take it home because she loves my pecan pie so much." I mean, and I thought she was going to be devastated. Give people an opportunity to step up. We build these stories in our head, and quite often they're not nearly as bad as we think. I made Mimi's day because I honored myself. I thought it was either put myself first and hurt her, or hurt me and put her first. I thought that was my only two options. Turns out I could put myself first and I could put my goals first. And just thrill the shit out of Mimi. Both happened. I made both of us happen in that moment. Give your friend an opportunity to just enjoy being with you. That's why she invited you. That's why she invited you. Give her a chance to be the good friend that you know she is. Because we don't, I mean, my friend from middle school, she was a bitch, but whatever. That's what happens. So Cheryl says, "Where do you send an email to me?" Okay, so there's so many ways that, we try to make it easy. So at the bottom of every page on the website, there's a blue question mark. And you just, attention, MJ, you good. You can also, if you got an email from us, just hit reply. It'll get to me. And then also we have a support email, support@pnptribe.com. pnptribe.com. support@pnptribe.com. That's where you can email me. So again, I'm gonna talk about two things. We might get out of here on time. Oh my God. And I don't even think I got on too many soapboxes today. That's not like me. I didn't fuss hardly at all. Okay, so don't forget, candy challenge starts on Monday. Doesn't have to be candy, y'all. It can be chips, or it can be you can get like a piece of somebody. I saw somebody say cheesecake. You can look at you can maybe just portion it out, whatever. So you just save it for several days. Trail mix, that's a good one. So that's really good. Yeah, whatever that you think, like, I can't have this popcorn. Yes. Yeah, I can't climb on my soapbox with knee pain. It doesn't have to be the same thing every day. We're gonna be doing it for a month, y'all. You can switch it up. You can switch it up, switch it up. Yes. Even if you get like a big Hershey, you can have 2 or 3 squares a day and then put it in little Ziploc bags to make it easy on yourself. Corinne's eating a blondie. She's portioning it out in these little cups. It's amazing. It starts on Monday, the 20th. And so that's what it is. And doesn't have to be the same thing. You're just going to portion it out. And you're going to plan it every day and eat it when you're what? Hungry. And Corinne did a live about it in Facebook this morning, but the replay, thank you, Missy. I'm talking about the candy challenge right now, Beth. The replay of Corinne explaining it and how it works and why we're doing it is already on, it's in Facebook. If you're in Facebook, it's at the very top under pinned post or featured, I think it says if you're on your phone. And it's also already on the website. Missy Shea's amazing. Under coaching video replays. And so you can go there and see it as well. She explains everything, why it's so hard, why we are doing it. It's the first ever. Y'all are in the inaugural month. That's amazing. And then make sure y'all, we had that post on Facebook on Sunday. Y'all know we get a newsletter every Sunday. Every Sunday, there's a newsletter. Corinne writes those newsletters herself. So the reason we write you the newsletter is number one to tell you about the candy challenge. We're doing meals and recipes all month. There's recipes in there. You want to check out the newsletter. It tells you everything you need to know. And also, Corinne writes them with a little teaching piece in there. So that if you did not, if your week went to shit and nothing, you didn't get no BS in. If you read that newsletter every week, she tells you how to lose weight. If you don't do nothing else, you'll learn how to lose weight this week. What can you do to get the weight down this week? So that's what I want y'all to do. Make sure you're getting the newsletter. It comes every Sunday, early in the morning. If you don't get a newsletter on Sunday, I want you to click that blue question mark, reply to an email, blah, 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 whatever. I want you to check it. If you're not, email us and we will look into your email settings and we'll check your spam, check your junk. I know I think Vern's on here. Check your spam, check your junk. But if you don't do anything else and no BS, you really do need to look at the newsletter. It is like very, very informative. It even has like a little list of like the calls upcoming this week and all that other kind of stuff. So make sure you check that out. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Check your junk. Great life advice. That's right. If you get on the wait list with coaching, but choose the payment plan, does it charge? Mary, email me. Email me right at Mary Powers. I'll try to find you too, Mary. Mary Powers. I'll go find you. But email me. Just go ahead and email me right quick. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. David Goggins is hot as fuck. Yes, he is, Crystal. Yes, he is. He's tiny like Prince was. You could just put him in your little pocket and just do terrible things to him. I think he's precious, but he also has a precious wife. He has a precious wife. We need to remember that. And we also need to remember that Robert Irwin is a child and we should not lust after him just because he dances well. My daughter went to Dancing with the Stars last night. She lives in LA and she was there last night. Yay for his wife. Yay for his wife. Whatever. Whatever. David Goggins' wife. But he's a precious man, just like Prince. And he's teeny on TV. In person. He's a wee little man, like Zacchaeus was. He's tiny and he's precious, but he's handsome and muscular. All and if you follow him on my Instagram, he runs shirtless. So that you're welcome for that. You're welcome. I know, Margaret. Sorry about that. Sorry about Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. Did anybody sing that in school? All right, y'all. I could talk to y'all all day. Y'all have a great rest of your day. I have enjoyed spending an hour with y'all. And I will talk to y'all. I'll see y'all on Facebook, all that kind of stuff. All right. Bye bye bye.